Avodah Zorah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Zorah Bavli, Daf Ayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadalad Amadalef, the second Mishnah on the page, Hamaneches Anochi. Hamaneches Anochi, Bechanusoi, Afapishu Yotze Venichnas, Mutter, Vimoydio Shumaflik, Deshishtoim, Vistoim, Vigoiv. If a Jew left an idolater with his wine in his store, even if he's only coming and going, the wine is permitted. But if the Jew informed him of his plans to leave, then the wine is prohibited if there's enough time in order to pierce it, plug it up with plaster, and let it dry. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's only prohibited if there's enough time to open its lid, seal it up, and let it dry. And the Gemara says, The Gemara says, the Mishnah's permission to drink the wine when the Jew was coming and going is even like Rabbi Meir, who was a stringent opinion in Maseches Taharus, and said that if a learned person's wife left an Amaretz's wife alone in the house grinding meat, if the grinding stopped, the house was tomei, as it was concerned that she touched Taharus in the house. And if there were two such women grinding, even if the grinding continued, the house was tomei. Rabbi Chama b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, b'chotza ha'chaluka, b'mefifas, b'taharus, tomei, b'yayin nesech, toho. Rabbi Chama, quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Echana, said, if there was a courtyard divided with a low partition between a learned person and an Amar Oretz, and the learned person had left items near the partition, if he had left taharus, they considered tomei, as we're concerned that the Amar Oretz reached over and touched them. But if he had left wine, we don't consider it to be yayin nesech. Rabbi Meir machme b'taharus, a meiko b'yayin nesech. Question is, was Rabbi Chama speaking only according to Rabbi Meir, who was stringent in Taharus and lenient in Yayin Nesech, or even according to the Rabbonon? If Rabbonon machmirim b'Taharus mekilim b'Yayin Nesech, the answer is he's speaking according to all opinions, as even Rabbonon is stringent in Taharus and lenient in Yayin Nesech. And we come to the next Mishnah. Haya oichel imoy al ha-shulchan, v'yaniach lafon avlugin al ha-shulchan, v'login al ha-dulfaki, v'yanichoy v'yatza mash al ha-shulchan osa u'mash al ha-dulfaki muta. The Mishnah says, if a Jew was eating with an idolater at the table and he placed an open container on the table and another container on the side table, and then he left them and went out, that which is on the table is prohibited and that which is on the sideboard is permitted. But if he told the idolater that he can pour and drink as he wishes, even the one on the sideboard is prohibited. Open bowels are prohibited. Sealed bowels are prohibited if there is enough time for him to pierce it, plug it up with plaster, and let it dry. And the Gemara says, "Havin bayin meima mashal shulchan osa b'toich pishut yadayim, or mashal dufiki muta b'soich pishut yadayim." You should say. They wanted to suggest that whatever is on the table is prohibited if it's within hand's reach. Whatever is on the sideboard is permitted, even if it's within hand's reach, because guests don't usually take wine from the sideboard. Question is, didn't Rabbi Abba cite Rav Sheshes as saying that just as the Chacham was stringent about reaching for matters of Tahara, so they were stringent about reaching for Yayin Nesech? So why is the wine on the sideboard permitted even if it's within hand's reach? Elekini mandama ma sha'al ha-shulchan osa, afilu chutz l'pishut yodayim, should say, o ma sha'al ha-dulfaki muta o vad chutz l'pishut yodayim. The answer is rather, whatever is on the table, even beyond hand's reach, is prohibited, and whatever is on the sideboard is permitted, as long as it's beyond hand's reach.